all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Oh, here we go again with another Your Harrogate Podcast. Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton. You can catch me on Your Harrogate Radio weekdays between 10 and 2. And I'm also out and about this weekend with the Knaresborough Tractor Run, big event, raising funds for Yorkshire Air Ambulance. Also on this weekend, the Twilight Walk on Saturday the 16th of March. That's in aid of St. Michael's Hospice. Alex Cann from the radio station will be hosting. And we've also got a brand new light festival on in Harrogate Town Centre, laid on by the wonderful team at Harrogate International Festivals. It's called BEAM, and we have more details at yourharrogate.co.uk. Now, coming up, we're going to be focusing on a charity aspect of Harrogate Town's Independent Supporters Club. But first of all, as I invariably do, well, actually, it's every 2 weeks, a bi-weekly chat with the gaffer. Here comes Simon Weaver. Simon, first of all, and most importantly, happy birthday to your dad, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm glad he's in good health, and I'm glad we got a point for him the other night at Wrexham as well.
Absolutely, yeah. 3 points this weekend would be a very nice birthday treat. Now, before we get on to that, back to Tuesday night in North Wales at Wrexham. A real battling performance. Just give us your thoughts.
Oh, I was, definitely, and needed to be that kind of display to get through. I mean, their home record is the best in the league, and said after the game to the players, you know, they'll go up. I'm pretty certain of that. And any League One club would be pleased to get a point at Wrexham and a clean sheet next season. So it's no mean feat. I was delighted with the performances and how everybody acquitted themselves so resiliently throughout the evening.
Does a performance like that leave you scratching your head with regards to some of the home performances? Take Newport, for example, albeit that there were different players in the squad, but it leaves you puzzled as to how it can be so different.
Yeah, I do. I think it's been a crazy season in terms of how the stark contrast between home form and away form. We haven't got a huge squad, so the turnover of players isn't too changeable. Between home and away games, you know, quite often we play the same team. You're quite consistent with selection, so it's quite mystifying. But, you know, we're trying to reflect before the season ends, so we don't continue in the same vein the rest of the season. You know, we want to do well at home. You know, it's pivotal really when we're a progressive club wanting to evolve, wanting to bring in home fans. And you do scratch your head sometimes. You know, I don't think we go out with a gung-ho approach at home and therefore more vulnerable. But maybe, yeah, we have to communicate that to the players, that look just solid first and foremost. And that's what we've been away from home. We've been hard to beat in general. We've had the odd blip, but it's been very rare to have that blip away from home.
I read in one of the Wrexham papers that their fans were giving you a bit of banter going on, saying mid-table rubbish. Do you just let that brush off you, or are there times where you have a bit of fun with them and reply to fans like that?
Oh, yeah, the odd bit where you just smile back and just humour them, because I think obviously success is different in everyone's outlook. You know, for us being mid-table, it's not that bad. And that is just a look like that, really. It's not a shocker. You know, if Wrexham were mid-table, they might have a different view on that because of everything they've invested into the playing squad. So, yeah, most of all, it's a good laugh. I had a laugh at the guy who shouted it. There were some other comments in my direction. I just smiled at his scarf, you know, he's wearing. Like Paddington Bear, so I was
maybe with a marmalade sandwich under his hat watching Wrexham. Love it. Now, just finally on to Barrow this weekend. Their results have picked up recently, but like we've already pointed out, your away form is very, very good. So I'm sure they're a little bit unnerved by that, would you not think?
Well, possibly. I think they're very strong, and I think the manager's done great there. I think he has built a robust team, and they are so stubborn with what they do. In terms of defensive responsibilities, they're getting people behind the ball. They're prepared for the opposition to have a lot of the ball. And defending numbers, wait for a set piece. And they're quite clinical. You know, got good strikers. I think they've got good strength in depth. And within their depth, they've got big lads that can play. You know, it works at this level. And so, credit to them for building that. And it's a difficult atmosphere to go in. But what I'm not interested in is going there to Wrexham, showing how resilient we can be, and then not turning up at Barrow. We've got to get that balance right, because you can't just rip up Harrogate Town team that likes to play football, then go, right, we're going to go the absolute antithesis of that, and then end up, well, where's the identity gone? You know, there's a healthy balance to have, but definitely the aim is to be big and strong like the other night, but able to play, able to, you know, break the lines and play and in the manner we have done when we had such a good spike of results.
Have a good one if you're travelling to Cumbria to cheer on Town against Barrow. And next up, the Town Independent Supporters Club and their charity coordinator, here's Jack Wilkinson.
This is the Your Harrogate podcast.
It was at the end of last season. I asked the committee if I could come on board and put ideas across to try raise needed funds for as local charity, which is Dementia Forward for this season. We've raised over £1,000 already this season, but we've got a couple of events in the diary ready to go, which will be announced in due course.
And how have you found it since taking the role on?
Yeah, it's been good. I enjoyed it. Speaking to new people and learning about the charity and what they do and the groups they run. You don't realise that there's a group virtually on your doorstep in every town, which I didn't have a clue. So it's been good to actually get an insight as to what they do and how they go about things.
So just tell us about some of those things that you've learned and that has really impressed you with regards to the work that they all do.
It's obviously all charity forwarded. So they have local groups in sports centres, in village halls, have a get together. There was one at the football ground and they had an ex-player there and they'd show photos of when they were playing. And it brings back the memories of the days when they were playing. So, yeah, it was a good insight. And it's always good to know what's on your doorstep if it ever needs to come round with a member of your family or yourself.
Quite a humbling experience, I would imagine.
Yeah, very. I'm only young, 23 years old. But it was good to get an understanding of what they do and the kind of work and how many people they actually help along the way.
You're making me feel old now, Jack, by dropping that in. Thanks for that. So with regards to taking it forward and an initiative that you've got going on at the moment, just tell us about that.
So this is separate from the charity. So this is something which I volunteered to do myself just to encourage our members to keep obviously supporting us. So obviously we have a Facebook group, which has got over 2,300 members in now. And then we also have our separate private group, which is our Independent Supporters Club. It's a subscription of, I think it's £10 a year or season. And with that, you get discount on away travel, which if you do two or three away trips, it pays for itself instantly. But other than that, there's no real incentive to sign up if you don't travel away. Obviously, we know not everyone can follow the team away from home. So what we've come up with is an initiative to help local independent high street businesses by advertising on our supporters club membership cards, posters, and in our Facebook group, like I said, which has got over 2,300 members. So we've got currently 11 businesses on board, ranging from cafes, pubs, and a barber shop. But we are looking to work with other businesses. So if you are interested in getting involved, you can put a post in the Facebook group or you can give me a call or contact me on Facebook. All the details will be published out there.
So just reminders for anybody who's not come across the Facebook group before, Jack, who do we need to look out for?
So what we are is an independent supporters club. So we are separate from the club itself, but we do have a good working relationship with the club. So if there's any questions or any information you need or you think there's some things what need changing, you can approach the committee and it gets put towards the club. We do work well together. Obviously, the club appreciate what we do. But like I say, the group on Facebook's called the Harrogate Town Supporters Club. It's obviously free to enter, answer a couple of questions and you're in.
Job done. And with regards to those businesses who've signed up already, what was their initial reaction? Did they come to you? Did you put the ideas to them?
A couple of businesses approached me personally, which I thought was nice. I put a post out on Facebook and a couple have approached. But there's businesses in there which I would never think of going into, if I'm being totally honest with you, who've come on board. And I think it's great. And hopefully it'll encourage people to use the high street a little bit more in it. The footfall through the door, which in this day and age, everyone just needs to help everyone. And I think it'll work.
Absolutely. And I would imagine the club have been quite impressed with this, because obviously they're trying to build their corporate relationships as well as build their fan base and get the families through the door at the Envira event. So it all ties in nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it opens doors for these businesses to actually work with the club itself. So the club do have initiative like this, which they announced probably 12, 14 months ago now. But we just thought it'd be good for something to give back to our members. But it does open doors for the independent or local businesses to work with the club itself, which is also a great asset to do.
And, I mean, with regards to the supporters club itself, away days are always a lot of fun, aren't they? I know you mentioned that not everybody can afford to do it, but the away day atmosphere is something else.
If you get the chance to go on a Harrogate away day, you will not be disappointed. There's people ranging from young children of the age of 8, 9, 10, all the way up to people in the over 65, if not older. Everyone gets on with each other. Everyone knows everybody. If it's your first time, you're accepted straight away. You're straight in there, and we normally stop off at a pub on the way, have a bite to eat together. It's a real family atmosphere.
And what's been your favourite trip so far this season?
There's been a few. I did enjoy Swindon the other week. That's always a good trip to do. Mansfield wasn't so good.
Wonder why?
Yeah, it wasn't so good, but other trips like the FA Cup, Marine, that was a good experience to go to a lower club in the pyramid and just to go back and look at this is what we were 6-7 years ago with these small crowds and look where we've got now. They are enjoyable, like I say, and it is a family atmosphere, and I couldn't recommend it any more to everyone to book on and join.
Well, keep up the good work, and I hope lots more businesses come on board, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.